and mail them back. I know.
Dominique.
Hey, Tom, Sim, and Jay, what's going on
what
this
up,
morning,
baby?
Dominique.
Hey, what's going on? See if I heard you this morning, see if I, Melanie messed you up that time, huh? She, all I could see was the chair, the wheels rolling on the chair. I said, see if it fell backwards out of the chair.
My blood pressure has been skyrocketing all morning. Melody giving us the wrong date for filing. Then we had the Black Bachelor.
I said, man, I never heard the cat have Sybil's tongue. I said, it's a hush fell over the room. I said, is Sib okay in there? I said, Sib, say, I don't want to jump out there. This the tax lady. She usually know what she talking about. In the next video, I said, Sib on her iPad right now and say, let me see what the hell she talking about. Because this is a problem. But I was sick too, Sib. I almost couldn't finish getting dressed. I said, I'm going to have to call in sick if Melanie know what she talking about on this. And they going to say, well, what's wrong? I can't talk. I can't walk. Nothing. But I'm ready to go. And I'm going to file at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. 1 minute before the top of the hour, Tom. That's exactly when I filed. I said, I don't need an extra day. I need an extra 6 months.
And then you heard Sib jump on that man who wants to be the first Black Bachelor.
She told him the truth. They ain't going to call for our support. He want me to want us to support him while he find a white woman. That ain't going to never happen. Then he going to try to say he from Houston. What the hell that got to do with you from Houston?
And the one that wasn't Black, she was accused of being Black. I was like,
yeah, in the Cambodian.
He did say accused, didn't he?
Accused, Tom.
Yeah, he couldn't even remember when he had a sister. See, I'm saying, well, what year was it you had a sister? Wait a minute, how you gonna make me that old, Sib? Sir, what year was it that you had a black woman? He said, I knew when he hung up the phone, he said, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have called in. They wasn't going for it.
No wonder we don't like Black women. Okay.
No, and I haven't watched The Bachelor in 16 years. I'm not about to watch.
What about Real Housewives Reunion? Did you see it last night?
Yeah, I saw that. Now, I watched that on a regular basis. That was pretty good right there. But Cherie, I see why they fired her, because she a liar, Tom.
What do you mean she's a liar?
She just lied. Whenever they ask her about her house, just say, look, you know my money funny. I can't afford it. People would respect that much better. Every time she lied, she get to stutter. She stutter more than Marcus on the movie, Why Did I Get Married? When she lied. She do. She a bleep, a bleep, a bleep. I want to get on down. She said, well, what happened to the house? Well, because you know we are having, NeNe said, Neverland. It's never going to happen. Yeah, it was good.
It was.
It was a mess.
NeNe wrong. I know. I understand she don't like sex toys now. But come on, NeNe, you can't act like you that afraid of me. You was a stripper. Yeah, you was a stripper when you was 20, but you was a stripper. Okay, you changed your image different, but it was a time you would go for anything. So to make Candy feel like that, it's just wrong. You can't stand to run around a dildo. Come on, NeNe.
There was a time like you NeNe. Could get that for
$47. Oh, man, it was a time she had shaved. I'm talking about shake a donkey in the New York Minute. Now all of a sudden, I'm removed from that. I didn't say that, Candy. I said that wasn't my thing, Candy. And I'm not in. I don't want to deal with it. Come on, NeNe.
Come on.
$47.
Go ahead, Tom.
$47 is the price that the Secret Service agent would not pay the stripper. The hooker that was coming out of his room at 7 o'clock in the morning. And that's what caused the problem, because she went to the police and the police went to the American embassy. The embassy called the White House and said there's a problem with your advanced Secret Service agents. They won't pay the prostitutes in Colombia, where the president was going to be there in a day, the next day, mm-hmm. to have a summit on trade.
Oh, and you trade, know what they, all right.
And he wouldn't pay that money and got the president all in this, and they should sit around and do what Miss Sealy said to Mister. They should all sit around and whoop his ass. Why you ain't pay that lady that $47? Now we all on the news. I know the big chief said, come on, man.
$47.
$47? You that cheap? You supposed to pay that to keep it a secret. You the Secret Service. I'm glad I wasn't one of the wives, because I know the wives say, I know we haven't been doing well, but good God, I'm doing that bad that you had to go to Colombia to get your freak on? This thing bad out here now. They should sit around and tear him up. Now they got the big chief all in the news for some food. I know he glad he wasn't there, though.
Ooh, was he glad he wasn't there?
And that phone rang at the White House. The first lady and her mother, it would have been going down. They would have said, Sasha and Malia, get your bag. We going to Columbia.
Because South Carolina?
not South Carolina. Columbia. But the big chief, he's going to have to go to Chi-Town to get some of his shot. He's going to have to carry his own gun and get some of them Chi-Town gangsters to watch his back.
Oh, my God.
He's going to have to get some of them Step in the Love gangsters and train them up, see? He gonna have to train them though, cause they quick with that trigger. They gonna be shooting off anything. What you say, pop, pop. So he gonna have to train them up. Yeah, but that it's terrible what the Secret Service doing. But it's just, you know, that's Mitt Romney and them. They set that thing up.
They set him up. That.
Oh, they set him up. Tom, the handwriting on the wall. I said all 11 of them was freaking. I would have believed 3 or 4, but the whole crew.
Mitt set him up.
Oh, Mitt set him up. Newton, all them scandalous people over there. They set that. They set it up. Only 3 people. Okay, 3 people freaking fine. The whole staff. I don't believe it. Somebody got to be faithful. Somebody got to say, nah, I don't get down like that. Somebody got to take the knee approach. I don't do it like that no more. Yeah, set him up.
All right, Dominique, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, talk to you on Wednesday.